Now, the National Education, Health and Allied Workers Union, NAHAWU, has raised with government and with the society in general their concerns that we're simply not doing enough to hammer home messages about the COVID-19 safety protocols, about educational awareness around this pandemic, what causes it, how we can protect ourselves against it. NAHAWU General Secretary Zola Sapeta and joins us on 702. Mr. Sapeta, welcome and thanks for your time. And this conversation for you and everyone else in NAHAWU, very poignant. We know that you've lost one of your very, very close comrades, your spokesperson, Kaya Taba, and our condolences to you for that loss. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, John, and thanks very much for the condolences.
So, So I just wanted to ask, I mean, you're saying messages are either not sufficient in number or not precise enough in accuracy. Well, what do you think is missing and how would you fix it?
Let's just make an example of the message communicated by the acting minister today. I want to quote it verbatim. Working together with the law enforcement in Gauteng in particular and elsewhere will apparently minimize the spread of the virus. And our view is that we don't need not only law enforcement, you need society as a whole.
Yes.
Because matters of health and viruses of this nature are societal issues. For you to win, you must take along society step by step, be accurate as much as you can, and be honest with them. Currently, that's not what the government is feeding the nation.
What do you think is missing? I mean, you said it must be accurate. What's inaccurate, for example?
The issue, the first fundamental point is that is the logical outlook of government on the matter, which is confined to an understanding that it can only be government who will resolve this matter, which is not true. We, even at the first wave, we have been making a call that it's important to teach people about the nature and the pattern within which this virus operates. And that has not happened. You have seen in the second wave, we said, be that as it may, but it's important to continue to teach people, not to get tired of them, so that people, they can own what you're talking about. For instance, the vaccine, we are told that there's a reluctance from healthcare workers, which in our view is not true.
Yes.
So if we can take everyone else and teach about the importance beyond only using TV as a form of communication, there are a lot of things that should be, they should have been structured in society now, in communities, meant purely for a response to COVID, like any other war room that government would have established.
So nothing
is constitutively absent.
So let me ask you that. I mean, how would that work? Because are you suggesting there should be more committees at a local level? I mean, there's sections of South African society that believe strongly in committees, and there are others who think that the creation of structures often becomes an end in itself and paralyzes action. If there were to be these community-level structures, Mr. Sapeta, what would they look like and what would they do?
We, of course, in any revolution where you are confronted with a global issue, you need to set up organs of a society that will time to time reflect this. In fact, there are existing structures, as you will recall or remember, in communities, be it through political structures or civic organizations, but also there are trade unions existing, and there should have been a neighboring kind of a campaign that says know your neighbor in the context of the virus, so that people wherever they are, from the family to neighbors and also to the community as a whole, they come together and talk about this, and this become a topical issue in addition to all forms available at our disposal, your social media and other forms. But to leave it only to for instance, not everyone has an access to television, for instance. If you're going to use that as one form, or you will use pamphlet as limited as it is, it's not going to work. For instance, let's take healthcare center. There are no pamphlets and flyers sent to healthcare workers to appreciate and recognize the nature and the pattern of this virus. Who, and also there is no campaign that requests or encourages the same healthcare workers from the healthcare sector to take these matters to their families and their neighbors.
Thank you very much, Nahawu General Secretary Zola Sapeta. So, throwing out some interesting questions there, still looking for, I suppose, a bit more precision about what exactly the unions think should be done, or this particular union should be done. But do you think there are other ways in which government could communicate? And who else should be doing communication? How would community structures work in a time when we don't get together in groups and sit around a fire or sit around a table and talk? Because that's one of the things we are meant not to do. The other thing that's completely disappeared is those SMS messages. I don't know if they were ever effective, but I can tell you the cell phone companies have to send out those messages for free by law. That is what they are obliged to do. They cannot send out any message that is not prepared for them and sent to them by government. In the midst of this third wave and well before, I have not seen anything. I have not received one of those SMSs probably for 2 months. Anyone know what's going on there? And by the way, do you miss them? 3:25.